in his old age. Rabbi Chaim Halberstam called his family together. And he told them in a few sentences the story of his life. When I was a young man, he said, I decided to change the world. But after a few years of going out into the world, I realized that the world is very resistant to change. And so I thought, rather than seek to change the world, I would become a rabbi and I would change my city. But you know, a city is a big place. And lots of things are going on that are beyond the reach or the voice or the control of a rabbi. So finally, as I got older, I became realistic and I thought to myself, I'll leave the city for later. I'm going to change my congregation. Congregation is not so easy to change. I didn't say this. Rabbi Halberstam said this. He said, so I realized that it was my responsibility first to change you, my family. But by then, my children, you were grown. And you weren't so willing to take the advice of your father, and my dear wife, you never were. He said, so now I am an old man, and I realize that I have to begin by changing myself. To some extent, of course, that's the realization that all of us are brought to at a certain point, whether through our own realization or through somebody telling us. There is a story of a young man who came up to the irascible, difficult Scottish sage, Thomas Carlyle, and he said, Mr. Carlyle, I want to know what I can do to make the world better. And Carlyle fixed him with his eye and said, you can reform yourself and there'll be one less rascal in it. And that is, of course, the story of Yamim Noraim, of the high holidays. That is, we focus on ourselves. Although, as Rabbi Schuldenfrei pointed out earlier in his teaching, to focus on yourself doesn't mean that you don't do for others, because one of the most effective ways of changing ourselves is by connecting with, helping, expressing friendship for, or finding love with another. So there is more than one way of changing yourself, but it is actually to change yourself that the whole Jewish calendar, but especially Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are designed. And I want to speak this morning, this Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, which is Monday night. And by the way, our first service on Monday night, you may know, is Rosh Hashanah Live, and everybody is welcome, members and non-members alike, the whole community, to a musical service. But the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to learn something about yourself that you didn't know and to change yourself. And one obstacle that I want to speak about this morning is the obstacle of failure. Because like Halberstam in the opening story, what we set out to do in terms of reforming our characters and changing ourselves falls for one or two traps that are laid for us along the way as we seek to change our lives. The first trap is that we don't expect enough of ourselves. You can change if you play the game of low expectations. But of course, you won't change much. And the truth is that the first thing we need to believe in as we embark on this program of self-improvement is the potential, the possibility of the nobility of our own souls. In his wonderful work, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl quotes the German poet Goethe saying as follows, if we take people as they are, we make them worse. If we treat them as if they were what they ought to be, then we help them become what they are capable of becoming. If you expect more of people, you will get more. Everyone knows this. They've done this experiment, you know, with educators, where they tell them in advance, this side of the classroom, we're going to seat all the smart students, and that side of the classroom, we're going to seat all of the less smart students. And at the end of the semester, the grades of the students correspond not to their tests, because actually they weren't telling the teachers the truth, but to the expectation of the teacher. Because if you expect everybody here to do well, guess what? They do well. And if you expect everybody here to talk during the sermon, guess what? And that's the way it works with children, with adults. What you expect from people, you don't invariably get. People disappoint. I'll come to that in a minute. But surely, we all know at a certain point that when you expect more of someone, you get more. And that insight that Goethe gave to the expectations of others, well, it applies to us as well. Expect little of yourself and you will get worse. Expect more than you are capable of and you will give more than you think you can. And that's true morally, spiritually, every way. But of course, the problem is that if you aim your sights very high, then you will inevitably fall short of the mark. There is no one so good, Kohelet says, that they do good and never sin. And in fact, to do things wrong, to sin, to miss the mark, to make mistakes, this is the leitmotif of our lives, over and over and over again. Experience, said Twain, is the name we give to our mistakes. What are you saying when you tell a young person, you know, I have a lot more experience than you? You're saying, I made these mistakes, and I'm going to tell you about the mistakes so that you can avoid them, although, of course, you really only learn from your own. But it is nonetheless true that we tend to assume, because we fall short, that we can't grow. But it is precisely in aiming high and falling short that growth consists. Beckett, the playwright, was often gloomy. And he said it in a sort of gloomy way, but he was right. He said, no matter, try again, fail better. And that, in some ways, is the story of the Yamim Noraim, of the High Holidays. We say to God, we want to fail better next year. We remember the words of Reb Lev Yitzchak of Berdichev, who looked up at the heavens and he said, you know, God, each year I come before you and I say, this year I'm not going to sin. And then I sin. And then the next year I come and I say, this year I'm not going to sin. And then I sin. So this year, why am I coming before you and saying I'm not going to sin? Because this year I really mean it. But of course he will sin. He will fail. But he'll fail better. And as we go into the holidays, we have to have at our backs the wind, the movement, the impulse that we are going to do better, that we are going to aim higher, that we really do believe in the potential of the human soul to constantly grow, even though it may not grow as quickly as we want or even in the directions that we anticipate. But we have that possibility. We've seen it in our lives. There have been times when we have grown and times when we haven't, when we've stagnated, when we haven't moved. Yeshanim shel chayim v'shanim she'enam shel chayim, say the rabbis. There are years of life and years that don't express our lives, that don't show our growth. And part of it is the momentum with which we enter the year. Will we slow down along the way? Will there be friction? Will we fail? Absolutely. But But you have to try. We have to begin again. We have to roll the scroll back from Deuteronomy to Bereishit and begin anew. Sometimes images are more powerful than prayers. So let me give you an image from the Kotzker Rebbe about how it is that people grow in this world. He said, we were all created by God dropping a ladder down to the earth, and we climb down the ladder, our souls do, and then we're born, and then God pulls up the ladder. And inside of each of us, he says, is a natural impulse to want to reach back up. And so, he said, we start to leap. Spiritually, in our lives, we start to leap looking for that way back up. But we try again and again and again, and finally we give up. But he said, God loves leaping souls. And if you keep leaping, you will discover, in fact, that a hand comes out of the sky and lifts you. But notice that he says you have to try it again and again and again, and the path to being pulled up is paved with failure. We leap and we fall, and leap again and fall again. But we can pull each other up and be pulled up by God. That's the story of the spiritual triumph of this time of year. It's not perfect. We will come back next year filled again with regrets, with new triumphs, with fresh failures. But as long as we don't give up trying, as long as we don't stop leaping, we can be sure that there is Ezra, there is help min hashamayim, help from the heavens, that will pull us up and enable us to do a little better this year for our souls, for each other, and for God. Shabbat Shalom.